In the cold of winter, solidarity among striking staff. More than 20,000 ambulance workers are taking industrial action in England and Wales in a dispute officially about pay, but really so much more than just that.
The frustrations are the long, long handovers at the hospitals, which are delaying our ability to turn out and deliver care to our patients. The pressure that that's putting upon our staff. We all join to look after folk, and we're not. We're waiting. We're waiting to look after folk. We're losing valuable staff because of the pressures they're feeling. We can't deliver the care that we want to deliver as paramedics.
There are concerns about public safety during this walkout with fewer emergency crews available. People are being told to only call for an ambulance if it is life-threatening or a very serious situation.
Unlike the Royal College of Nursing, who agreed a national minimum service level, the ambulance unions have refused to do that, insisted on local arrangements. Obviously, that makes contingency planning much more difficult in terms of safeguarding patient safety.
The ambulance service here in Yorkshire is still providing some cover, and we saw people on the picket line rushing off to respond to emergencies. This crisis comes after talks between the government and unions broke down earlier this week. But staff say it reflects a deeper crisis within Britain's NHS. And this has fast become Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's winter of discontent, with nurses and other public sector workers also walking out.
But the truth is, Mr. Speaker, I'm proud to come from an NHS family, and that's why I'm passionately committed to protecting it with more funding, more doctors and nurses, and a clear plan to cut the waiting list.
Donna has been a nurse for 37 years. She's also a Labour councillor.
And we've always advocated for our patients, which always made taking action like this quite difficult and quite a moral dilemma as much as anything. However, I think that now, because of the staffing levels, because of the looking at safety of patients, we need to be able to advocate for our patients, and this is the only way that we can see to do it.
Many staff say this crisis isn't just down to winter pressures, but years of underinvestment, which is denied by the government. Here, they're concerned about the impact a strike has on their patients, but say they need to safeguard the future of the service they set out to provide. Emma Hayward, Al Jazeera, Sheffield, in Northern England.